Well, here we are, another day of Sabbath. Here we are. Let me start the video. Does a countdown. Shrink that, put up the study, and that's it. Well, Shabbat Shalom, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahacha B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. Today's a Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, bless this reading today. Bless the study. Let us learn something new that we didn't know. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. Thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for everything, Father. Bless everyone here. And bless everyone that will join us in Yeshua's name. Amen. There's my website. There's my phone number if you need to talk to me. And there's my email if you need to contact me. We're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today in Franklin, in case you want to visit us. Today is April the 11th, 2026. Ha'aviv 22. Today I'm just going to do a quick review. It's not going to be a long study today. Today's topic, Feast of Weeks, a Sabbath, a holy convocation. I am Yehovah your God, he says. Amen. 60 times in the Gospels and letters he uses the word Sabbath. And in the Tanakh there's 111 matches for the word Sabbath. So, here it is, the fourth commandment out of the 10. Exodus 20. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah your God. In it you shall not do any work. You, your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that's within your gates. Everyone within your gates. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and he rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. That's right. Here's the word mikra. It's a mikra kodesh. Mikra means convocation, convoking, reading, calling together. Sacred assembly. And you can see that. And Kodesh means obviously holiness to God. Separateness to God. Apart to God. That's what that means. Leviticus 23. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. God says, even these are my feasts, which the world don't even know about. Then he goes right into the Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbat Shabbaton, a holy convocation, a Mikra Kodesh. You shall do no work therein. It's a Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. Everywhere you dwell today, it's got to be Sabbath consciousness.
So you wouldn't go to a library because other people.
These are the feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. We don't do them when we feel like or when it's convenient for us. We do it in God's seasons, his time. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you, and you shall reap the harvest thereof, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. Amen. First fruits. He shall wave the sheaf before Jehovah to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. That's the first fruits. And the priest shall wave it.
And what is that in sheaves?
The resurrection day, yes. This is the resurrection day. And you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf of the lamb, of the he lamb without blemish on the first year for a burnt offering unto Jehovah. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Jehovah for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the same day that you have brought an offering unto your God. So this is offering time, so you got to bring an offering. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in your dwellings. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Amen. This is not a long study today. I just wanted to go over this real quick. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days. That's Pentecost, Feast of Harvest. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. You shall bring out of your habitation 2 wave loaves of 2 tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto Jehovah. Amen. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto Jehovah, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto Jehovah. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Jehovah with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to Jehovah for the priest. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it shall be a holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, unto you. You shall do no civil work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And today, believe it or not, is the first Sabbath of the 7 Sabbaths we were told to count. That's right. So we're counting, starting today. Remember, we're counting Sabbaths, not Omers like Judaism. They do everything wrong. And the world, I don't know what the world does. Let's review again. Leviticus 23. It shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. 7. Even unto tomorrow, after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. This is not a long study at all today. It's just about over. So in closing for today, by the way, we kept, again, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with sincerity and truth. That's what we did. Soon will be the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, means 50 in Greek. The Feast of Harvest, which is always on a Sunday. We will be in the third month of God, called Sivan then. So May 18 is Sivan 1. Feast of Weeks is May 24th, Sivan 7. Everybody write that down. And thank you for joining us. Today is not a long study. May God bless you all. May God always be with you. And I thank God that you're here today. May God bless you. May God always comfort you and heal you and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Give God the praise and honor, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen.